Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine, the floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi, yes, I just noticed had a charge for $39.99 on my statement.
Okay, and how can I help you with that?
Yeah, well, I just wanted a refund because I never ordered it.
Okay, what's your name and your mailing address?
Darren Prather, P.O. Box 2956, Oakhurst, California, 93644.
Okay, and will you verify that email address?
DJPrather1961 at gmail.com.
Okay, and lastly, will you verify the last four numbers of that card that was charged?
4964.
Okay, and I do have that account. It does show there was a charge, looks like the last charge, $39.99.
Is there another one on there earlier?
Yeah.
Okay, and you said you did not authorize that charge or no one in your household?
No.
Okay, and it looks like it did start from a charge in February where it was a $7.95 shipping and handling charge for an entry into a chance to win a tablet. So we can go ahead and, you know, cancel that subscription out for you. We just have to let you know that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. False claims will result into a penalty, such as a fine. As long as you or no one else in your household authorized the charge, we can go ahead with that fraud claim.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we will go ahead and get this canceled. Did you already get that cancellation number from that previous agent?
No.
Okay.
No, I canceled it before.
Okay. Well, that cancellation number is C, as in Charlie, 25987496. So we can go ahead and get it refunded for you. They just asked that you would allow 3 to 5 business days to see that credit.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist with?
That's it.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Thanks. Click on my card and see where that